This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we move farther into the prophet Zephaniah with The Great Day, Seek the Lord, Oracles Against the Nations, More Judgment, and Conversion of the Nations. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ,
confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Oh,
Lord be with you. Let us pray. Everlasting Father, source of every blessing, mercifully direct and govern us by your Holy Spirit, that we may complete the works you have prepared for us to do, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The epistle is taken from James, the 5th chapter. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings him back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death, and will cover a multitude of sins. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Mark, the 9th chapter. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him. For no one who does a mighty work in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. For the one who is not against us is for us. For truly I say to you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. And if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than with two hands to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than with 2 feet to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than with 2 eyes to be thrown into hell, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, how will you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. This is the gospel of the Lord. Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has done a wondrous thing. We, who were once far off because of our sin and rebellion, he has drawn near to himself by the blood of Jesus Christ. Called by the gospel out of darkness into his marvelous light, he made us, who were not a people, into his own people. Once Jews and Greeks, Scythians and Romans, Germans and Anglos, Ethiopians and Nigerians, all exchanging the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things, all of us given over to the lusts of our hearts, to impurity, to the dishonoring of our bodies amongst ourselves. But now, by the all-atoning sacrifice of Christ and his cross, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, baptized into the one triune name, engrafted into his son's body, begotten from above by water and the Spirit. Indeed, there is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. And this, of course, is why I call you brothers and sisters, because we have the same Father and we are called by the same name of his Son. For in Jesus Christ, you are all sons of God through faith. We are born from the same watery womb of the same mother. And so that as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Each of us a stone built on the foundation of Christ and the apostles into God's one holy temple. Unlike the world, truly we understand that God shows no partiality. The cup of blessing that we bless, it is a participation in the blood of Christ. The cup, the bread that we break, a participation in his body. Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. And so we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own possession. One people under the one shepherd king, one family begotten of the same father and the same mother, sharers in the same holy blood. Therefore, bear one another's burdens. You are brothers and sisters, and you are your brother's keeper. Keep watch over one another. If you see your brother tempted by sin, drawn by the lustful spirit of the world, or the seductive spirit of the will to power, or mammon's insatiable appetite, do not turn a blind eye, for that is lovelessness, unbefitting and contrary to your call. As James says, my brothers, if any among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. That is what the heart of your Father desires. And take heed, lest in your own sin you cause one of your brothers or sisters to fall and lead them down the path that leads to destruction.
For our Lord warns, whoever causes one of these little ones who believes in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. For it would be better to drown and die in the sea than to go to hell to the unquenchable fire. You are one people, one family. Care for one another. Yes, do good to everyone, but especially to those who are of the household of faith. For our Lord Christ says, truly I say to you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward. According to Christ's word, our Father in heaven, who is above all and in all, will certainly not neglect your reward. But if you have the world's goods and see your brother in need, yet close your heart against him, how does God's love abide in you? Little children, by baptismal grace, let us love in word, not love in word or talk, but in deed and truth. Share in one another's joys and in one another's burdens, because you have come to the same family table. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. And you pray. Make intercessions for him, because the prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. And you are God's righteous saints on Christ's account. Indeed, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. Is it not the same for you, who pray to the same Lord of all, the Father who himself loves you, because you have loved his Son and believed in him? Indeed, your Father hears your prayers in Christ's name, and the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. Either here and now, or on the last day when our first brother, comes to gather all whom he has called. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise, and let your tongues join him in praise, singing praise to the giver of every good gift, the Father of lights who shines upon us the light of his Son. Brothers and sisters, love one another and sing praise to God our Father, who has gathered us by his Spirit and has made us his own dear children, and each of us, brothers and sisters, in the Son of God. Amen.
Holy Spirit, let us pray to the Lord, from whom we receive everything we need, both for this life and for the life to come. For grace to remain steadfast in the way of everlasting life, in the midst of this twisted and crooked generation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the whole people of God, that being nourished by the forgiveness of Christ, they may joyfully forgive one another. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all ministers of the church, that they may boldly make known the mystery of the gospel and be ambassadors for Christ to everyone they meet, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who hold positions of public responsibility in our land, that our Father in heaven would strengthen them to serve with honor, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick, the infirm, and the homebound, for the lonely, the depressed, and the mentally ill, for the widowed and all orphans, for those who live with undue fear and anxiety, and all others in need, that God would grant peace and comfort, using us to bring the good news of life in Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our youth, that those who have lost their way may find encouragement through the church, and for all parents, that in the midst of their daily struggles, they would be examples of patience and divine mercy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For joy and gladness at the Lord's banquet of salvation, that this foretaste of salvation may give us a glimpse of the feast that will have no end. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all these things and whatever other things you would have us ask, Heavenly Father, we pray for the sake of Jesus Christ, your only Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Father, the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, Take ye, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. This do as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Oh.
And may this body and this blood strengthen and preserve you unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Amen.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Amen.